I'm Joe Green, welcoming via telephone into the studio with me today, man who plays guitar, sings, writes songs, does it all there with Hank Patty and The Current. It is Dr. Ben Parker. Welcome, Dr. Ben.
Thanks, Joe. I appreciate you talking with me. Seriously, I've got a busy schedule these days. So,
well, I would understand so, and you know, you are not only an accomplished musician, but you are an accomplished physician as well.
Yeah, I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I wanted to share with everyone that in addition to playing music, and you've played music with quite a few people. On the side, you're an orthopedic doctor, right?
Yes, I am. Yes, I've been. This is my kind of inducted year into practice. I finished a sports fellowship last year, and I've been happy enough to become the team doctor for App State up in Boone, and start with a practice at App Ortho. And it's been great thus far. A lot of great people and patients up here, and it's been fun working with the athletes too. So yeah, it's been a long endeavor to kind of try to keep the music up and focus on being a physician too.
Any of your students, players, do they know that you are a musician that plays traditional different kinds of music?
Yeah, you know, I think some people that I've met along the way, either, you know, a lot of the times when you're working with hand surgery, there's people who play music and you get to talking about guitar or piano or any of those things. And every once in a while, I'll see a bluegrass musician here or there. You know, one of the PAs that work in my clinic plays the mandolin. And so it's, you know, music is everywhere. And it's something that I feel like since I've kept it up for such a long time, I've been able to relate to other people that I probably wouldn't have otherwise been able to relate to. So it's been a great adjunct in my life for sure.
Now, my notes said you began playing traditional music in 2000. That's not when you started playing music in general, right?
No. I started at a young age playing saxophone. I started saxophone, I think, when I was in first or second grade. And I lived in upstate New York originally. And then we moved down to Chapel Hill shortly after that. And I kind of kept it up for a long time. And I was even playing saxophone up until after college when I was playing in a band called Run of the Mill.
Right.
And it was kind of just a bunch of friends and college people that were all very talented. And I'd bust out the saxophone to play a Herbie Hancock cover. We had a few originals that we'd play the saxophone in. And that was the last time, though. At some point after that, I ended up selling my... I had an old Selmer Mark VI that I used to play, and I ended up selling that. That's when I started focusing on kind of mandolin and guitar, becoming a better string player.
Now, are you playing primarily guitar with Hank Patty and The Current?
Yes, I am now. So, you know, when I was in medical school in Philadelphia, I was playing mandolin originally. That was the primary focused instrument of mine. In Run of the Mill and then afterwards. And when I went up to medical school, I was playing a ton of mandolin all the time. I was really focused on it. I was practicing. I was trying to learn sheet music, jazz tunes, Bach tunes, and all my bluegrass standards. And I had some friends that actually that lived up there back then. They actually all live in Asheville now.
Imagine that.
They're playing bluegrass. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing a ton of mandolin, and then when I moved back down to North Carolina to start my residency, I immediately wanted to try to find someone to play with. And funny enough, I sent out a Craigslist ad, and I think it said something along the lines of, "Does anyone want a mandolin duet a la Chris Thiele's and Mike Marshall?" I got a response from Rob Thornhill, who's the mandolin player in Hank Patty and The Current. And it took about 3 months before I realized Rob is honestly one of the most underrated players and unknown players that I'll ever know. At some point, I picked up a guitar and started playing with him. And when you spend all that time working on technique on the mandolin, the guitar comes a little easier, you know, it has more sustain and vibrato. And over the last, I guess, 6 years or so, I've been focusing more on guitar.
Mm-hmm.
The other behind the story thing is that I had my third child, so I sold my mandolin to help pay for a minivan. So.
Oh, whoa. Well, congratulations. Who were some of the influences that drew you toward, I mean, was the mandolin just an instrument you really were curious and liked? Or
yeah.
Were there influences, mandolin player influences for you?
Yes, definitely. You know, I started, the very first time I got interested in college when I started kind of going down the acoustic music train was with my friend in my college band. We were watching the Grateful Dog DVD, and I had never really listened to the mandolin very much up until then. And, you know, naturally that music, for someone who doesn't listen to traditional bluegrass, kind of drew me in. And then from there, I kind of took a backwards route to enjoying bluegrass a little bit more. And so that was my first initiation. But then, like all mandolin players, you know, I grew obsessed with Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele and Adam Steffi and a lot of the great mandolin greats and Bill Monroe and Sam Bush. And, you know, I very vividly remember the first time I saw Chris Thiele and Mike Marshall's Into the Cauldron tour in Raleigh, and it just blew my mind, you know, what they were capable of doing and the emotion they drew out of those small little instruments, you know, and the amount of complexity that they could draw out of it.
Oh, I agree. I stand in awe every time.
I know. It completely blows my mind. And you know, that's what drew me towards them too, is that they, you know, they obviously go outside the bluegrass genre and they go into classical music and they go into jazz music. And, that's kind of, I've always been interested in just kind of enjoying music for music. You know, the natural progression of things is basically you fall in love with a genre of music and, you know, music is music, and there's always a connection between one genre and another. You know, one of the people that lived in Chapel Hill around the time that I was with Run of the Mill was Ryan Cavanaugh, the banjo player. And at some point, he came and filled in for our banjo player at like a small private gig or something and just, you know, melted everyone's faces there. And I remember him saying, you know, after you learn one instrument, the rest come easily. And I think that's definitely true if you kind of have an idea of sound and how things work.
But yeah, you're right. It stretches. And I heard someone say one time, and you may or may not agree with this, but genres take all the fun out of music. Well, I think what they were saying was if you get bogged down in them.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And musicians see the interconnection, I guess. Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I definitely see that. You know, that's why with Hank Patty and The Current, I've just been, you know, I was lucky enough to meet Hank a long time ago. And I don't think he remembered that I met him. I remember it was maybe 2005 Merle Fest. And the banjo player that played in my group also played in the band Kickin' Grass, which is the band that Hank eventually played with.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Hank was competing in the banjo contest that year. And we were sitting around a campfire jamming, and I looked over at my friend Ben Walters, who played banjo as well, and I was like, man, who's that guy? You know, he's great. He's phenomenal. And he played, you know, a more new style of banjo, and I really enjoyed listening to him. And I kind of said hello to him on and off during those years. But when he met us playing at his beer and banjos thing in Raleigh, Rob and I were playing our duet thing. We kind of did a country duet and played all those genres we talked about. We played some jazz tunes. We played... And we played Saga of Harrison Crab Feathers, which is, I think, on that Into the Cauldron album.
Mm-hmm.
With Mike Marshall and Chris Thiele. And Hank just asked us to join up. And, you know, it's like with every group I've been in, it's been a lot of people with different influences. And we kind of just throw it into a melting pot and hope that something good comes out on the other end.
Right. All right, a reminder to someone tuning in maybe late. I'm talking to Ben Parker, Dr. Ben Parker, here on the Radio Hour, and I'm having a senior moment. You may have just said, and I'm having a senior moment. When did you join up with Hank Patty and The Current?
I think it was about 2 years ago, and it was really just assembling Hank, Patty, and Current. Hank and Patty had been playing together for a long time, both in Kicking Grass and another group called The Morning After, and I know they played duets occasionally, and they were looking for a mandolin and guitar player, and they kind of found a package deal. I think our first show was actually at the IBMA 2 years ago.
I was in my notes here. You guys are going to be next month at the Fletcher Opera Theater on stage there. First time.
Yes, yes. We're coming out with, well, we've come out with a new album, and that's going to be our CD release party. It's called Hold Your Head Up High. And in this new album, you know, especially I'm excited about kind of the songwriting. I think we took another leap in terms of the overall song structures and the actual content of the lyrics, and I've been really happy with that.
Now, this is an album of all original songs for you guys?
Yes, all original songs.
Did you write all of them, or is it a collaboration?
No, it's collaborative. You know, a lot of them will come together, and we'll have a lyrical idea. Hank will write these elaborate orchestral classical pieces, and Patty actually will take them and write them out in chart format because most of us read music. You know, we'll even on some of the tunes this time around, they have classical pieces that we've written in with string quartet arrangements. And then we have singer-songwriter songs that Patty will bring to the table. That's my dog, Bill. Bill Monroe is his name.
So again, the album that's coming is called Hold Your Head Up High, and this September 22nd date, and let me clarify what I said earlier. I mentioned the Fletcher Opera House Theater. That is in Raleigh, correct?
Yes, okay. Raleigh, North Carolina.
Because we have a town near Asheville called Fletcher, and I don't want anyone to get confused about that. In Western North Carolina. So it's in Raleigh at the Fletcher Opera Theater on stage on September 22nd, and that will be the release party for Hold Your Head Up High.
Yeah. We're very excited to have Fireside Collective going to come and start the show for us.
Outstanding. Well, I have, you know, the web address, of course. It's hankandpatty.com, and Patty is spelled with an I-E. Hankandpatty.com would be the group website. Is there a site that you'd like to give out where folks can learn more about Dr. Ben Parker?
No, you know, honestly, my primary musical outlet right now is with Hank and Patty, and I think given all my time constraints, that's going to be my my only outlet.
All right. Do you have Twitter, or do you have a fan page on Facebook or anything like that?
Yes, on Hank and Patty. If you just Facebook Hank Patty and the Current, that's where we are. And my my Facebook is Staff of Moses. That was a nickname that I gave to my old mandocello that I used to have, and I used to play in the group a little bit because it was such a beastly instrument. So
let me remind everyone again, September 22nd is the date for the Hank, Patty, and the Current show, including our friend Ben Parker here. That's at the Fletcher Opera Theater in Raleigh. And look out for the new album around, Hold Your Head Up High, and you can get in touch with them online at hankandpatty.com. And that's P-A-T-T-I-E. Hey, yeah. I'm going to thank you very much for taking the time out to talk with me today and to be on Merlefest Radio Hour. For sure, we're going to hear some music during the program from Hank, Patty, and The Current. And I wish you all the best with the new record.
Thanks so much, Joe. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. And again, you know, appreciate all those listeners that kind of look us up after they hear the album once we get it, Joe. And I really appreciate your time today. Thank you for making time to speak with me.
My pleasure, sir.